based on the Dutch manual, design manual for bicycle traffic, which has quite a lot of examples of bicycle streets analyzed. And generally, I agree that a street without through traffic wouldn't have 2,500 cars per day, but I can understand that there can be also special cases, for example, a road leading to a train station with a parking or something where you mix different traffic. And of course, it's not possible to cover all the different cases, but there are also examples of successful cycle streets where you have 2,500 cars per day, close to this number, but you also have a huge number of bicycles, which ensures that the domination of bicycles on the street. And in countries that only start developing cycle traffic, it might be more reasonable. They will not meet this criteria of having cycle traffic exceeding 40% of the volume of motorized traffic. But if the recommendation of the group is to accept lower or to ensure that the cycle street is only applied in cases where there is even less car traffic, then from the user point of view, it's better if there is less car on the road. But the practice is that currently the cycle street are even applied outside this window, and we wanted to put at least some recommendation to limit the use of cycle street to places where there is really a significant share of cycle traffic. And answering the question which appeared in chat, I see indirect messages to me. The conditions should be considered together. So it's the case where all of those element those conditions are met.